How many of you were saved because someone told you about Jesus? Let's see your hands. Someone told you about Jesus. This is why. Okay, keep them up. Everybody keep them up. Look around. Look around. Okay, you may put them down. It could have been a preacher. It could have been a family member. It could have been a friend or a co-worker. It might have been at work. It might have been at home or at church. It might be that they told you verbally or they gave you something in writing, but the point is that God uses His people to share His message. And at the end of our time today, I'm going to ask you, tell you what the invitation is. The invitation will be to turn in our World Mission commitment cards, our pledge cards. And so I'm going to take a minute and walk with you through this. And I would ask you to take out a pencil or a pen. So hopefully there's one in the back of the pew. If not, ask somebody near you. But this is a pledge card. You can put your name at the top or you don't have to. It's optional. It's pretty non-committal, even though it's a commitment card. Optional. I'll put my name in there. And then there's some check boxes here. First, it says, we will begin or continue to give to the World Missions Fund. So as a family, you may choose to give to the World Missions Fund. We're going to be talking a lot about that today and how our gifts and money is used. And so may check that. And hopefully all of you are contributing something to the World Missions Fund. The next check mark says, I will pray for the missions opportunities at Ballardsville Baptist Church. And so you may want to check that. Hopefully you'll check all three, but maybe you can't give. You're like, there's just absolutely no way we can give, but I do want to pray. You can check that second box. And then the last one is, I will commit to participate in missions opportunities at Ballardsville Baptist Church. You can check that last one. So it doesn't matter who you are today. At the end of the service, I'm going to ask you to come forward and to drop your commitment card into this rice pot down here. And that is the response time for us to do. And so if you plan on giving to the World Missions Fund throughout the course of the year, you can make a one-time gift. You can give a little bit each time as you're paid or whatever. What we do in my family is we do the automatic giving through the church. If you go to the website and can click on giving, that brings you to a portal and you can set up. So every time we get paid, my tithe goes automatically to the church, and then also a gift goes automatically to the World Missions Fund. It's automatic. I don't have to find checks or anything. It just happens every time I get paid. And you might want to do that. But you give to that. If you want to give, you put that on there and you say our pledge is $25 and whatever it is, or $50 or $100 or thousands, whatever it is, and then you fill the rest of that out. Now, I know some people, they say, well, I don't like making commitments because I don't know what tomorrow holds. And that's true. Nobody knows what tomorrow holds. We're not even promised this afternoon. We all know that. And so, but this is a pledge. This is a pledge. And I understand that people don't want to break their promises. And we know that if you are providentially hindered, you might lose your job, you may move away, whatever happens to be, that you would be released from those pledges. It is not something where someone's going to send you a bill. That it is something so that the World Missions Committee and the church can plan on how to fund and how to participate in the missions opportunities that God brings to us. And if we can't make plans to do that, then it'll be very hard to have any sort of missions program. And so we can take these, add them up, and kind of know what God's going to provide throughout the year through you. And we can use that to plan missions endeavors. And so I want to ask you to please consider giving. We want you to give to that. It's worthy for you to give to. But know that if you cannot give, we still want you to participate either through praying or through participating in the missions activities and or participating. And you can still bring those forward at the end of our time today and drop them in the rice pot down here. Now, if you're saying to yourself, I knew it, every time I come to church, they talk about money. I hear that every time we talk about money. I would tell you, we only talk about money about two or three times a year. So if every time you come to church, they talk about money, you're not coming enough. you need to come a little more often, okay? And so just understand that what we're doing here is for good reason. And indeed, God has blessed us, especially those who live here in this area, blessed us tremendously. And He's blessed us, as we will see later today, in order to be a blessing to others. And today I do want to share with you five reasons why you should be involved in and give to missions. But before I do that, I'm going to spend a large amount of time explaining to you the missions that we are involved in and what those things look like. And so so you will be well informed of what we do and why we do it. And I start by saying that we are Southern Baptists. Southern Baptists, and not everybody knows what that means, but as a Southern Baptist church, what it means before anything is that we affirm the Baptist faith and message. And the last time that was updated was in the year 2000, so people call it the Baptist Faith and Message 2000. And it is our doctrinal beliefs. It is what we believe. So we can say we're like-minded in the faith, and we believe these certain things. We believe the Bible to be inerrant, infallible, and true, and trustworthy, and everything that it says without any mixture of error. And it talks about those things that we believe. It is the Baptist faith and message. And so all Southern Baptist churches are affirming that they believe in the Baptist faith and message, and so do we. But secondly, what it means to be a Southern Baptist is that you contribute to something called the cooperative program. The cooperative program. And the cooperative program is just basically means that we pull our money together. Like-minded churches are pulling their money together for the purpose of doing missions. Now, Southern Baptist as a denomination is different than many other denominations. And this is where we get our congregational distinctives. When Southern Baptists say that we're congregationalists, what they mean is there's no hierarchy over them of some denomination somewhere. It's not like the Catholics who have a pope and bishops and all of those sorts of things. It's not like the Presbyterians who have a presbytery, or the Methodists who have some central organization somewhere else that are telling them what to do. All Southern Baptist churches, regardless of how they govern themselves, are congregational in the fact that we don't have someone over us telling us what to do. All Southern Baptist churches, in essence, are really independent, other than the fact that we both affirm, or that we all affirm, the Baptist faith and message, and we pull our resources together in order to do missions. And what that means is we all bring our resources together in order to do missions and to do more than we could do alone. And so that's very important. The cooperative program, we consist right now, the Southern Baptists, with about 50,000 like-minded churches. And we exist in order to proclaim the gospel around the world. That's what we do. And so I want to explain a little bit about the cooperative program. For every dollar given, I'm talking about $1 right now in the cooperative program, for every dollar given to the cooperative program, like our church, when we just took up an offering, and out of that offering, out of our general budget, and you'll see these numbers in a minute, out of our general budget, money goes to the Southern Baptists that get spent. And so the cooperative program, here's how it breaks down. For every dollar given to the cooperative program, 50 cents of that dollar stays right here in Kentucky. And then the other 50 cents goes on to something called the executive committee, and then they divide it up in ways that I'm getting ready to tell you. I'm going to change our analogy from $1 to $2 for the sake of the math. It'll make sense. Well, it makes sense to me. And so I'm talking, I can do it. So rather than $1, $2. So now I say for every $2 that we give to the Southern Baptist, $1 stays in Kentucky, or every $2 we give to the cooperative program, $1 stays in Kentucky. And the dollar that moves on to the executive committee, of that, 50 cents of that dollar goes to international missions, that is, missions around the world. So for every $2 that Ballardsville Baptist gives in Kentucky, a dollar stays in Kentucky, 50 cents of that goes on to do international missions. And 22.79 cents, or 23 cents, will go to something called the North American Missions, that is, the United States and Canada. And so we have something called the North American Mission Board that oversees that. So we give $2. A dollar of it stays in Kentucky. 50 cents goes over to International Missions, the International Mission Board. 23 cents goes to the North American Mission Board. And then 22%, or 22 cents in this analogy, goes to theological education. So as Southern Baptists, we believe that theological education is important, and so we have these seminaries. There's 7 Southern Baptist seminaries in the United States. One of them is here in Louisville, Kentucky. It's the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary. It's what it's called. And 22 cents of the $2 that we would give to the cooperative program would go to upkeep and support those seminaries. And so as such, you as Southern Baptists, if you decide that God's calling you or you just want to go get a theological education, you can go to one of the Southern Baptist seminaries for half off. It's 50% off. And our seminary here even has a college, so students can go and get an undergraduate degree at Boyce College, and tuition is half off if you're a member of a Southern Baptist church. And the reason for that is that you're already paying for the school. You're already paying for your gifts. 1.6% or almost 2 cents of that $2 goes to what's called the Ethics and Religious Liberties Commission, and that is to help us work through these ethical things that come along our way, things such as abortion and stem cell research and same-sex marriage and all of those things that are hitting us. How do we best formulate answers and ministries to those areas that are consistent with our beliefs? And so those people work through that. And 3% or 3 cents of that $2 is actually spent on operating the Southern Baptist Convention's budget. And so that's how the $2 that we would give to the cooperative program would be spent. It's very important, and all your money goes somewhere, and it's being used well. However, there are some changes taking place in the IMB. If you were here last week, you heard our missionary speak to some of those changes. And that is, since 2010, in the last 5 years, the International Mission Board has spent $210 million more than they've taken in from churches. In the last 5 years, since 2010, the International Mission Board has spent $210 million more than they have received from us. And so because of that, they're going to have to make some changes. They have been covering that deficit through the sale of properties that they've held globally and through reserves that they had, but giving is up. Giving is up. The churches are giving more, but it's just not enough to sustain this level of deficit, so they're going to have to make changes. And what they're doing is they're going to have to bring home between 600 and 800 missionaries off the field in the next 6 months. The next 6 months, between 600 and 800 missionaries from around the world will come back home. Many of them are being offered voluntary retirement. Many of them are retirement age. Some of them may be reconsidering their call to the foreign mission field. They will be asked to come home. And then several who just are there, but we cannot support them anymore, they will be asked to come home. And so there will be, again, many pastors and ministers flooding the U.S. I just wonder, and no one's really articulated this or not, but, you know, America's in trouble. America's in trouble. And we know that God wants us doing missions around the world, but I just wonder if he's bringing some of these people back so that we can have more people here ministry. Especially when we hear what the North American Mission Board's doing here in a minute to start churches. It's interesting how God's bringing many of his people home and what he's doing to do that. But there is a vision. And there is a vision for the International Mission Board. And we have people from our church serving through the International Mission Board. Gabby Salazar and others who are out there serving and participants and doing their work and ministry around the world. And so it's very important. And what they're doing is allowing God's Word to go from here everywhere. But the IMB is developing partnerships with churches such as ours to do missions and ministries around the world. And so I would believe that Ballardsville Baptist Church, being a Southern Baptist church, that one, what a good goal for us to do would, one, would be to increase our unrestricted cooperative program giving to 10%. Now, I know that may take us some time. We give about 10% right now, and you'll see that in a moment through various means. But we as a Southern Baptist Church need to increase our giving to the cooperative program. We do need to develop partnerships with International Mission Board missionaries around the world because we are a Southern Baptist church, and we need to support those missionaries on the field. We have access to them. They are our missionaries, and we are their supporting churches, and we can go and be a part of what they're doing and help them. We can send Southern Baptist or Ballardsville Baptist Church members on Southern Baptist mission trips. That is something that we've not done. When we go to Honduras and when we go to Haiti, I don't believe those are done necessarily through the IMB, although there may be some affiliations there. But we can send people on these Southern Baptist trips. And another thing that we're going to do as a church this year, our Lottie Moon giving, our offering, what our goal is for our offering is $10,000. That's above the general budget giving. That is above the World Missions Fund giving that we're talking about, $10,000. And what the Lottie Moon Christmas offering does is it sends that money, everything we collect in that Lottie Moon offering, goes directly to the foreign mission field. It doesn't get siphoned through Kentucky and through the North American Mission Board and through the theological educations and all that. It goes straight to support missionaries on the field. And so we have a goal as our church of $10,000. It is the Lottie Moon Christmas offering. In addition to the International Mission Board, there is the North American Mission Board. Again, that's the United States and Canada. Today, and that they are responsible for helping Southern Baptists reach our nation and our country. And so today, there's 83% of the population lives in metropolitan areas. That hasn't always been true. The majority of the population used to live in rural areas, but now our cities are getting much larger. 83% of the population lives in these urban areas. The problem is there's no churches in the urban areas. You know why? Because we all moved to the suburbs. And now all the people have moved back to the cities, and there's no churches in the cities. There's not enough people. There's no churches there to reach people. And so the North American Mission Board, and coincidentally, the man, the president of the North American Mission Board is Kevin Ezell. Kevin Ezell is from this area. He was a pastor at Highview Baptist Church. And now he's the president of the North American Mission Board, and he has a vision, and the committee with him has a vision to reach 50 of the most lost cities in North America, U.S. and Canada. And so far, they've identified 32 cities that they call sin cities, where they want churches like Ballardsville Baptist Church to support church planting, to send people, to send teams to participate, to help the church planters be a part of that, for us to be a part of that. And we've done that. We helped out with the church there in Pittsburgh. But I want you, of the 32 cities that are called sin cities, the most lost in our country, of the 32 identified, there's six, really eight, that are extremely close to Ballardsville. I want to tell you of where they are. And I'm telling you this because of this. I believe Ballardsville Baptist Church is strategically located in order to affect lostness in this world. The people that make missions their job has identified 32 cities around our country that are the most lost, and within a five-hour drive, we can be at any of those. Us sitting here right now from the most influential county or second most influential county in Kentucky, we can be anywhere with these cities within a five-hour drive, and we can be sitting on the other side of the planet doing mission work this time tomorrow from our airport. The world is at our fingertips. One of those cities is Cincinnati, Ohio. It's an hour and a half away, 78 miles. That is, within 78 miles, we could be going and being a part of what church planters are doing, men and women called to church planting just to drive up the road. We could be a part of what they're doing and helping them and adopting those people. Columbus, Ohio, 3 hours away, 185 miles. Cleveland, Ohio, 5 hours away, just 330 miles away. Indianapolis, Indiana, 140 miles, 2 hours and 30 minutes, if traffic's not bad in Louisville. Chicago, Illinois, 5 hours and 15 minutes, 320 miles. We could have a team right now by dinner time in Chicago supporting a church plant, being there to help them and encourage them along the way. St. Louis, Missouri, 4 hours and 30 minutes, 290 miles. And then to throw in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, where we've worked with Faith Bridge Community Church there with James Hogan, it is only 6 hours away, 370 miles. And then Atlanta, Georgia, 6.5 hours at 450 miles. The point is that we can do anything we want. We can be in the middle of it if we would desire to. I believe that Ballardsville Baptist ought to adopt a city. I believe that we ought to adopt a church planter. I believe that we should adopt a church plant. And I believe that we ought to plant a church in one of those cities. We say we're a Southern Baptist church. Let's get involved with what the Southern Baptists are doing. In addition to that, once a year, there is an offering taking up for the North American Mission Board. It is called the Annie Armstrong Offering. This year, it's taken up in March. This year, the church's goal is $6,000 to support those church plants that are going on around our country. And then we have certainly what the Southern Baptists are doing here in Kentucky through the Kentucky Baptist Convention, and many of us know about that. We have an Eliza's Broadus offering through that we'll take up special, and I believe our goal this year is $2,500 for that. I have a couple slides that I want to show you. I'll probably just stick to one if you guys can bring up that slide right there. So the general budget refers to our general budget as a church. When we give our tithes and offerings, if it's undesignated, then we give a percentage of our general budget to the cooperative program for the purpose of doing missions, and the amount that we give for missions is $48,668. Not all of that goes through the cooperative program because I believe $12,000 stays right here in our county and goes to the Oldham County or the Oldham-Trimble Baptist Association. And so that makes up 2.5% of that $48,000. But we give about 7.5% to Southern Baptist initiatives through our general budget, but we do restrict some of that. So we give a couple percents to the IMB, we give a couple percent to the cooperative program, we just divide it up. But that's why you see that. Special offerings are the one we're talking about. $10,000 for Annie Armstrong, or $10,000 for Lottie Moon, $6,000 for Annie Armstrong, and $2,500 for Eliza Broadus gets the special offerings. And then the World Missions Fund, and that's what we're asking you to pledge to today, it is $38,550. That is our goal and our budget. And a few weeks ago, you saw the budget. If you don't have a copy of the budget, please get one, find one. If they're not available, we will make them available. But they were out a few weeks ago. And let's go to that next slide. Let's see the next slide. Okay, the next one. The one that's very hard to read. Okay, the next one. There we go. Is that right? Okay. There we go. So this slide, there's two of these, but these are the things that are on the World Missions budget for this coming year, and I want to go through these so that you'll know. The missions conference that we're a part of takes about $1,500 to pull off, to get our guests here, to take care of their expenses, and to do all the things that need to be done. $1,500 is a part of that World Missions Fund and that $38,000. There's internal benevolence of $1,000 set aside in case there's special needs that come up that need to be taken care of. There's external benevolence, the things that happen outside of our church and our church family. That's set aside there. There's $12,250 set up for the sole purpose of giving people a discount when they go on short-term mission trips. Because we want all of you to go on a short-term mission trip. And this would provide 35 people an amount of money, a discount towards their mission trip. It would provide 35 people a $350 discount towards a mission trip. I don't know what the Haiti mission trip costs. What's the Haiti mission trip cost? You got an idea? about $1,500, so $350, a big chunk off that. The Honduras mission trip is somewhere around $1,000, $350 is a large chunk off that. We want to incentivize our people to be involved in missions, because when you go on a mission field, God changes your life. Anybody ever been on missions? You can attest to that. You can say, God changed my life on a mission trip. And we want God to change your life. We want Him to set you on fire for what He's doing around the world. And the best way to do that is to send you over there and let you see what He's doing and be a part of it. And so there's a mission trip scholarship assistance. As part of the Oldham Trimble Baptist Association, our church has been going to Honduras for, 34, 35 years now. And the association together, several churches go together. And we're going to put $4,000 towards the cost of that trip this year. They're going to be building churches and doing things like that in Honduras. And so we're going to put money towards that. That's what that $4,000 is for. City Church, Greg Schwab and the Schwab family working over in Cape Girardeau. Is that the way you say it? Missouri. He's a church planter. By the way, St. Louis, Missouri is one of the strategic sin cities of NAM. And so we're supporting that right here through this gift. Frontline Ministries, Luis Chavarria is part of the outfit that takes us to the Honduras missions. We're supporting him. Gabby Salazar, as I mentioned earlier, one of our IMB people, we're supporting her. That money right there for her is a part of what we're doing around the world. Good News Homes is an Oldham Trimble Baptist Association, a local ministry that is a part of helping women and children find homes that don't have them right here in our own area. We're a part of that. Green Valley Outreach is the apartment complex doing outreach there. Hope Health Clinic provides medical services to those who lack alternative health care solutions. We help them. We have money set aside for Mud Creek and the Christmas mission and the things that we do down there, $3,000 for them. We have promotion expenses, $1,000. New Tribes Missions, Dale Schultz, spent 32 years on the mission field in Philippines doing exactly what that guy said last week they were doing here. They went into headhunters. They didn't have a written language. They learned their language. They wrote it down. And then they taught them how to read the language that they had just wrote down. And then they translated the Bible into that language and taught them about Jesus. And today there are people saved. Dale Schultz is that missionary. He's the one that was over there, and we support him. And even right now he's working at the mission sending organization over in Missouri, training new missionaries on how to do those sorts of things. We have $1,000 set aside for trying to reach unreached people groups. The Witkowskis and Team Expansion, we're supporting them. They are our own people, and they are part of a missions group called Team Expansion, and they are taking the gospel around the world. They're training missionaries. They're training people to do what we do here everywhere, and they're in our church, and we support them. We have Wayside Christian Mission. Every single month, people from this church go downtown Louisville and they make breakfast at the homeless shelter and let those people know that they're not far forgotten about and people love them. And on the when there's a fifth Sunday or fifth Saturday in the month, we provide all the food. We pay for the food, and that's what that money there is for. We have our women on missions who are always finding new initiatives and things for us to be involved in and making sure we're kept abreast of everything that's going on. And then, of course, Rob and Heather Blanks with World Venture Missions, who are in Mozambique. We're supporting them, missions around the world. And so if you wonder, what are we asking you to pledge to? What is that $38,000 going to? That's what it's going to. It's going to very important things that are making a life-changing impact for people around the world. And God uses people. Every single one of us raised our hand and said, God used somebody else to bring us Jesus. And He wants to use you. He wants to use you financially. He wants to use your prayer. And He wants to use your feet. He wants you to go and do it. He doesn't want you just to go around the world. He wants you to go here and around the world. Go all the way around. And that's what we need to be doing as a people. As His people. That is the mission of the church. That is what we do. And so five reasons why we should be involved in and give to missions. Number one is because God gives to missions. God gave to missions and He gives to missions. And 2 Peter 3:9, the Lord is not slow to fulfill His promise as some count slowness. You ever wonder why God continues to allow the evil to go on? Why does He allow the problems to go on? Why does He allow why does this keep going on? Why don't God just come and stop it? This is the answer. It says in 2 Peter 3:9, the Lord is not slow to fulfill His promise as some count slowness, but He is patient towards you, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Why does God tarry His return one more day? Why does He wait while all the atrocities happen? It's so that one more person may be saved. So that one more person may hear the precious name of Jesus. So that one person may raise their hands like we did earlier today. That's why. So that we have one more opportunity to tell our lost cousin or our lost brother or our lost sister, mother, or father about Jesus and compel them and beg them to be saved and to give their life to Jesus. God gives. He gives Himself. He gives. John 3:16 says, God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whosoever believes in Him should never perish but have eternal life. Why should we be involved in missions and give to missions? It's because God gave to missions. He gave His Son Jesus to missions. The second reason we should be involved is because God commands us to missions. He commands it. I often hear people say, well, we have plenty of lost people here. Why should we go around the world and spend all those resources to do missions? Seems logical, doesn't it? The ways that seem right to man lead in destruction. The reason is because God commanded us to. That's why. The reason we do missions is because He commands us. Therefore, go and make disciples. If there was a text for today, Great Commission, Matthew 28:18-20, Jesus says, all authority has been given to me in heaven and earth. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I've commanded you. And lo, I'm with you even to the ends of the age. He says, go and preach the good news to all the creation. In Mark 16:5, Jesus says in John 20:21, as the Father sent me, I'm sending you. In Acts 1:8, He says, you'll receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. He didn't say you might be. He didn't say, well, you need to wait and see if you're called to do it. He says, you will be my witnesses. There's some things you don't have to pray about and ask if it's God's will. And if He puts them in His Bible, you can assume it is His will for you to do it. You don't need to pray about it. You just go do it because it's in His Bible. If it's something that's not in there, then you probably need to pray about it and find out what He's talking about. But this is His will for us to go and reach the world. The third reason that we should be involved in missions and give to missions is because people are hopelessly lost without Jesus. They're hopelessly lost. The guy over there on an island in the middle of nowhere, if he dies today and he doesn't have Jesus, guess what his eternal fate is? Hell. Are we okay with that? Your neighbor this morning that slept in, that didn't bother to come to church today, that doesn't know Jesus, guess what? If he dies today going to Kroger, what happens to him? Hell. People are hopelessly lost without Jesus. They need Him. In Acts 4:12, it says, there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. There's no other name given. It's the name of Jesus. And you as a Christian are taking the name of Jesus to the nations, to all these flags represented and 300 more. All of them. It is our job. He's left us to do it. God works through His people. He works through you. He works through me. Romans 10, we heard it last week, 13-15. Whoever will call upon the name of the Lord will be saved. We say amen to that. Whoever will call upon the name of the Lord will be saved. The next verse, how then will they call upon Him in whom they've not believed? And how will they believe in Him in whom they've not heard? And how will they hear without a preacher? How will they preach unless they are sent? Ballardsville Baptist Church needs to be a sending church, sending people, supporting people that have been sent, and doing this all the way around the world. No one gets to heaven unless They hear the name of Jesus. They hear that Jesus died for their sins. And no one gets to heaven unless they realize that they've sinned against the holy God. And they hear the name of Jesus and that God sent His Son Jesus to die for their sins. And they say, God, I want to be saved. I want my sins forgiven. Please forgive me, Father. Please forgive me. I trust in Jesus. The Bible says that's the one who's saved. The one who hears and the one who believes. The one who believes that Jesus died for them. And unless they hear that, unless they know that, and they're confronted with their sin and they repent, they will not be saved. No one gets to heaven unless they repent of their sins in the name of Jesus and believe that He died and rose again for them. That's why BBC has a missions mission. The mission of our church. The mission of our church. This is what we need to get to. The mission of Ballardsville Baptist Church is to ensure that every man, woman, boy, and girl in Oldham County and around the world has the opportunity to hear, to see, and to respond to the saving gospel of Jesus Christ and to become fruit-bearing disciples in His church. That's our mission. And what is it going to take to get every man, woman, boy, and girl that message? That means we have to walk across the street. That means we take our Sunday school classes and we start doing outreach projects. We start reaching out to people in our community. We start giving to missions. We start going on missions. We start adopting church plans. Maybe we start planting churches. Well, these are the things that we need to do. These are the things that God's called us to. And the fourth reason to be involved in missions and to give the missions because it lays up treasures in heaven. In Matthew 6, the Lord says, "Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust destroys and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." In Luke 12:48, we're reminded, "To whom much is given, much is required." We're giving much to give much. We are blessed in order to be a blessing. When I say, well, Oldham County is the second most affluent county in Kentucky, people want to fight me and say, no, I think we're the first. Well, then shame on us. When I heard the man speak, and it took him, said in 2005, they sent missionaries to this place in Africa that was training that were the Muslim holy men, and it took them 5 years to get one convert. 5 years. And I could just hear somebody saying, I don't know who it was, and it wasn't out loud, so it wasn't these people over here. But I just hear them say, well, man, that's a lot of resources to spend for just one convert. I wonder how much we had to pay those missionaries while they sat over there in Africa for 5 years. 5 years, one convert. That's from 2005 to 2010. In 2010, and from 2010 to 2014, they had 12. And then in this year, 2014 to 2015, they've had 12 more for a total of 25. That's one. How many resources did we spend to keep those missionaries over there without producing? And then God says, well, take Tony. Hey, Ballardsville. Hey, second most affluent county in Kentucky, how many resources have I given you and you've not reached one soul for Christ? We are His missionaries. You are His missionaries. God is lavishing upon us His gifts in order to be the missionaries that reach this planet. We're consuming them all upon our own lust. Me too. All of us. Oh, where are we laying up treasures? Since for where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. I don't even think we're reaching Oldham County. By the way, I've shared this before, but you need to understand this. This is why Ballardsville needs to get our act together and get over all the crap that's going on and fix our mission. Oldham County, in the last 20 years, has added 20,000 people to our population. 20,000 people in 20 years to the population of Oldham County. In the same 20 years, Sunday morning Southern Baptist church attendance has only increased by 300 souls. We're not even reaching our families. They probably hear us bickering and decide they don't want to come after they graduate and get on their own. It's time to get busy about God's business. The last reason to give today for being involved, or the last reason that I give today for being involved in missions and giving to missions, is that it's to be like Jesus. It's to be like Jesus. Jesus' whole life, his whole life was missions, was coming to people. The Bible says in Matthew 1:21, you'll call his name Jesus and he will save his people from their sins. That's missions. In Luke 19:10, for the Son of Man came to seek and to save that which was lost. The whole purpose of Jesus was to seek and save the lost. That's your purpose now that you're a Christian. You say, well, my purpose is to worship God. Yeah, how do you worship him? You lift him up before the nations and you draw all people to him. In John 17:18, Jesus prays to the Father and says, as you sent me into the world, I've sent them into the world. Well, how did the Father send Jesus? He sent him as a missionary, one who would lay down his life, lay down his priority, lay down everything that he had ever had in order to save other people. And that is the same way Jesus sends us into the world, to lay it all aside, really, to give our lifetime to Jesus. We sing about it this morning. That is what we're about. That is our goal. That is our charge. That is our vision. That is our mission. That is why we're Southern Baptists. That is why we have a World Missions Fund. That is why we're asking you to give to it. That is why we're asking you to participate in it. It's to share Jesus with others. So I'm going to pray in a minute, and I'm going to ask you to check some boxes. Check one, two, or all three. And our invitation this morning is simple. It's to get up out of your seat, come down here, and say, Lord, with your help, we'll do it. And you drop that in that place.